Amsterdam is a really typical upstate New York post-industrial city. So, you know, Renaissance is a bit rich, but we are well on our way to revitalization. And that is something that I think, you know, people in our region need to know, certainly, but also I think people in our community need to believe. And there's been quite a bit of physical change over the past 7 years that, you know, shows us we are moving in the right direction. And we are seeing streets revitalized and neighborhood engagement and parks improved and infrastructure rehabilitated. And so, that we really have made great strides in the city of Amsterdam. And I would encourage any of your listeners to come up and visit.
One of the things that you mentioned in your State of the City was also working with Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy and working with Schenectady.
You know, historically, GE played a huge role in, and other industries in Schenectady played a huge role in Amsterdam's workforce. So now we're looking at new partnerships. The casino had just been awarded to Schenectady, and it's only, you know, a 10-minute ride away. We do expect that that will draw people to work in Schenectady again. Also, we have a land bank initiative that we share with the city and the county of Schenectady, and we had just received a very significant grant from the Attorney General to fund our efforts in all three municipalities. And Amsterdam share is about $562,000. We've identified about 14 different properties that we will rehabilitate, and about four properties, I think, that we intend to demo. So that's very good news for us. I would much rather see a property rehabilitated and back on the tax rolls rather than knocked down and then that revenue source is erased for all time. And then thirdly, the city of Schenectady and Amsterdam, as well as Gloversville and Troy, are working together with the Center for Technology and Growth to develop the prototype of a code enforcement module that shares code enforcement information across municipal boundaries, which is tremendous news again for post-industrial municipalities like ours, because what we have is often people that are floating between the municipalities and purchasing properties and letting them go, and we don't share that information. And we also don't share the information about the true cost of blight in our communities, which I think could inform the legislature in Albany when they're making decisions about, I don't know, removing the asbestos notification fee, which is about $4,000 per property that you have to demolish. And that goes directly to your taxpayers to pay, and other areas where they could help the cities and towns and villages by passing legislation that relieves them of some of this cost.
I wanted to go back to the casino for a second, just because I know that in the last year you had pushed and Amsterdam had pushed for the casino bid out there, which didn't go through. Obviously, it went to Schenectady. Do you see any, you know, future use for maybe that site that was being considered, or did this momentum and getting the community organized for this one project, can that be brought together again for maybe something else?
I mean, just because one project fails doesn't mean you stop and throw your hands up. I mean, we have to keep pushing. And the fact is that there, because of the attention that was brought to the project, we are in discussions with significant developers for particular properties, the one that was up on the hill where the casino was being proposed, and also on our waterfront, right on the Mohawk River, we are constructing a pedestrian bridge called the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook. And we had demoed an industrial property right there at the foot of the bridge. And that is now finally getting some interest from outside developers. So, you know, it's all good. We have a partner in Schenectady that has a wonderful project that will enrich the entire region as far as sales tax and recreational opportunities as well as jobs. And we have people that are interested regionally in what's happening in the Capital District. And that's all good.
And I guess the tone that I took away from your speech is that you seem very optimistic for 2015.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's in the political sphere, there can be quite a bit of theater that is because of the politics. And honestly, the work of city government is so much more than that. And we are working on infrastructure improvement. We're working on revitalizing neighborhoods. We're working in partnership for economic development and growth. And so I see no reason to be anything but optimistic, because my experience is that pays off, and that's a good thing for us.